For 3,000 years, people have been looking to the Psalms to be able to find something in the Bible that expresses their own angst, fear, frustration, depression, all of these things. And Psalm 40 is one of the most intense when it comes to that, which talks about what God has done, where he drew me from the pit of destruction out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He talks about what God has done. He talks about who God is. But there's an interesting verse, verse 13, that illustrates a certain point I want to make. It says this, "Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me." Now that word to make haste is the word husha. It's a very intense word. And even where it says be pleased, it doesn't really come across in English the way it does in Hebrew, ratzah. It's the word for God's will is ratzon. And so your will, I want your will to be to deliver me. And I need you to make haste, hurry up to help me. And this is a thing that actually comes against our modern 21st century sensibilities. We feel like it would be so rude to call God and say, hurry up, to speak to him with that sense of commanding. But I want you to know something. All ancient prayers, and that includes the Lord's Prayer, and not necessarily even Jewish, all ancient people understood that when you pray to God, you pray in imperatives. An imperative is a verb form that means a command. You're commanding something to be done. When I say stop, sit, those are imperatives. And the idea is this, that you're commanding him to hurry. Now, that sounds disrespectful, but I want you to get into the mindset of the ancient people. They didn't see themselves being over God and telling him what to do as their errand boy. They understood, sort of like, suppose you're in a river and you're drowning and somebody's walking by the riverbank and you say, stop, save me. The person's not going to say, excuse me, who do you think you are? I mean, as if you can just command me to do, I'm not your servant. You didn't even say please. No, the urgency of the situation creates the command, creates the imperative. And the idea is this, that the desperation of the soul in torment is what causes them to command God. It's an expression of urgency and intensity, not from the standpoint of superiority at all. And this is the point. Ancient people understood that we need to be desperate for God. We need to want him. We need to know how much we need him. The more you understand that, the more you're going to understand the Lord's Prayer, which starts by commanding that God should sanctify his name, that he should bring his kingdom to come, that his will should come forth, that the bread of God should appear, the sins be forgiven, and the rest. And the idea is this, that out of the urgency of our situation, we need God to intervene, to come and invade our circumstances, to invade the things that are going on. We need a warrior God to fight on our behalf. We need a God that is strong to be able to take us out of this problem, to deliver us from all evil, to be able to get through the problems that we're in, the warfare that we're in. We're in a time of warfare. Everybody I know is going through something where they're just feeling like greater is he that is out there than he that is within me. And we need to understand 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We need to understand that he's there. He wants to help. When we pray, we are not overcoming God's reluctance. We are keying in on a God that has mercy, that has love, and that our urgency propels him into action. So with that in mind, go ahead and make commands, not because you're better than God, because you need God so desperately.